that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
it will even up the score.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We are coming to you live from the Radio Ranch this Saturday morning, September 2nd, 2017. And good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And good morning, John.
Good morning.
And we say good morning to you, the remnant, for tuning in. Got a lot to cover this morning, but we'll go ahead and get started. John, will you open us up in prayer?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we come before you humbly but boldly, Lord, claiming the promises that you've given us as the sons of God. We plead the blood of Jesus over ourselves and our families and all that you've blessed us with, Lord, knowing full well that there is no cleansing and no protection but from the blood. So, Father, we thank you for this provision that you've made for your people. We thank you for the pastor, preacher, and teacher that you gave us for so many years and the things that you revealed to him that he boldly revealed to your people, Lord. Never worrying about the consequences, never worrying if you offended one or two, but going forward with the truth. Well, Father, I pray that this ministry would continue on that path, Lord, that we wouldn't worry about the stragglers, Lord, but we would push forward with the truth and not worry about the consequences. Lord, I pray for your people, the remnant, that you would guide and direct them, that you would give them wisdom and understanding. Father, that they would be able to see, hear, and obey the Holy Spirit. We pray for your people there in Texas, Lord, that are suffering. And we pray for those that could be your people, Father, if they would just remove the scales from their eyes and unstop their ears. I pray that this would be a wake-up call for them, Lord. I pray that those that are yours would also heed the warnings, Lord. They would understand that these are not consequences, these things that are going on in the world. this eclipse and the one 7 years from now, the path that it took straight across the United States, and only the United States could see it, including Alaska and Hawaii. What better way for you to get your people to look up at an appointed time? And Father, the signs in the heavens, the constellations, how they're lining up like never before in 2,000 years, except at the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ. I'm amazed, Father, at the spell that's on the land and the people that are asleep, Lord, that they don't know any of these truths. They don't see any of these things. Father, I understand why our pastor used to get somewhat depressed and disheartened and just sad, Lord, sad at the things that are going on in the world as you see the youth being lost. So, Father, we cry out for grace and mercy for your people, and that we ask that you would find us worthy to escape the things that are coming. Father, let your people heed these warnings. Let us be found reading your word. Continue to reveal to us those things that are hidden, that you said to seal up until the last days, until the end times. Help us to put these pieces together, Lord, to warn your people. Father, our desire is to be the watchman over the house of Israel and not to fall asleep as we have in the past. Help each and every one of us understand that we have an obligation as a follower of Jesus Christ to stand for good and to stand for the truth and to stand against evil and to hate evil and evildoers, those that hate you and hate your people. Let us not be sucked in by the lie that we are not to hate. Protect us, Lord. Bless us. And let us bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, folks, we have done our best to be in contact with some of our people in Texas that are affected. We've talked with and texted and emailed with those that can. Got a note from my brother Tom that they're certainly out of power there, and seeing more chemical explosions, fires at the refinery. Jason, what you were saying, there's you had something on some big fires there in Texas.
No, not on Texas, in Montana.
Oh, the big ones in Montana. Yeah, they are just, they're still rip-roaring over there. Saw a headline that the East Coast may be due for, we know Irma's coming in and not quite sure where that's going to hit, but said the East Coast rumblings of earthquakes up in the Northeast. And so, John, it sure brings to mind in your what you said in your prayer about these signs that are all around us. And they are there from our Heavenly Father for those that have eyes to see them. For those that don't, you'll hear the rumblings. Oh, Mother Nature's mad. Oh, what are we going to do with Mother Nature now? But that's not what the signs are.
Amen. Well, I think the Lord's showing me something, too, regarding, look at where these disasters are taking place. California's burning up, has been for years. But look at the wickedness and the evil that's come out of that state. I think we really, as the true Christian followers of Jesus Christ, need to target that state with prayer, not for destruction, but prayer for a wake-up call, for them to understand that, you know, there comes a point, and we're there, where insurance companies aren't going to be able to bail you out, and the government's not going to be able to bail you out. And there's just going to be destruction and death. And if we don't come to that place where we cry out to God for deliverance and for protection, it's not going to end well. I mean, you look at that, now you look at the fires in Montana. And I don't know, but the thing that comes to my mind is a five-year-old little girl that was raped by a bunch of stinking illegal aliens, five-year-old girl that was mentally disabled, and they let them all off on whatever, probation. Now, you can't tell me that our God isn't furious over something like that. And you know what? When we, his people, don't stand up against these things, then we're complicit. And we're guilty, too, right here in Colorado. Look at what we had. We had fires. We had floods. But look at the things that we've allowed to happen over the last several years. I think God's saying no longer can you just be passive. You can't just go along with the flow anymore. You're going to have to stand up for these things. Look at Houston. How soon we forget how a mayor, a dyke mayor, boldly proclaiming lesbian, walking around with her lover, dared to try to pass a law that the pastors had to send in their sermons. Now, you don't think there's consequences for that? How many people stood up against that? Not very many. Not very many. A few pastors, that's about it. Censored. They wanted to censor their sermons so that they couldn't preach anything against homosexuality, transgenderism, hate, you know, whatever. So I think that's what God's showing us, is that there's consequences. And if you look at this storm Irma, the model projects it hitting New York City dead on. And hang on a second. I got some notes that I have on this phone. Just a second.
Yeah, and the fires that we've seen, you know, the devastating fires. Colorado has had fire after fire. We've seen them in Texas. We've seen them in Oklahoma, in Kansas. Ripping through.
Here it is. So Irma, I looked it up this morning, IRMA, the definition in Wikipedia is wind, whole, warrior, entire. Now, New York is the largest city in the United States. 8 million people live in it. 22 million people live around it. It's the financial capital of the United States. It's home. Now, listen to this. This is on Wikipedia, and this isn't the way it used to be, but listen. It says home of the One World Trade Center. Didn't it used to just be the World Trade Center? Home of the One World Trade Center and the headquarters of the United Nations. Think there could be some significance to hitting that? I do.
I missed that last part, John. What was it, the headquarters to?
Headquarters of the One World Trade Center. Not just the World Trade Center like it used to be.
Right,
World Trade Center and the headquarters of the United Nations.
Oh, right, and the UN. Okay. Interesting times.
To talk about how that they're how they're changing things, and you know, talking about corruption that's coming into these cities and towns. We've recently had it happen right here in Fort Collins. Back in, I believe it was January 2017, they had a bill on the ballot to allow women to go topless in Fort Collins in Larimer County. And we did a lot. We campaigned for it. It was city council members, talked to the city attorneys, went to meetings, talked to them, and told them basically, hey, number one, I don't want this in my town. You know, this is, you know, I've grown up here, lived here a long time. I don't want to take my kids to town and have them exposed to that. And there were several people, got quite a few people that were supportive of it and made the phone calls, talked to them. They ended up voting it, shutting it down, saying, nope, we're not going to have it. It's they put a ban on it, and then they ended up recently, a federal judge in Denver blocked the Fort Collins ban on female toplessness, and that's just happened. Yeah. Not too terribly long ago, but you know, this is what they did. They went down to Denver and got a Denver federal judge to sign an order blocking the bill that was passed here in Larimer County. You know, doesn't affect the county down there, doesn't affect what they can do down there in Denver, but up here in Fort Collins, and goes ahead and allows it and makes it legal. And, you know, then they're talking about, you know, what a great win it is because, you know, here's a right that men have had, and now women have this same right, and they're not discriminated against. You know, I mean, talk about insanity. It's complete insanity. And, you know, it's the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Boy, they sure sticking their heads up high there, you know. I mean, it's, you know, that's right here in Fort Collins. And the thing is about it, is they slipped it in the back door, and nobody even knew what they were doing until after it was said and done.
Yep. And, you know, these judges, they're the liberal antichrist judges that Obamanation administration has put in place that are all over the country. Look at the president using his power given to him by the Constitution, and what do? They go to a lawyer, or they go to judges in California to overturn the things that he's doing that are at least legal in the judicial system.
Yeah.
Hey, amen. Glad you mentioned that, Jason, that John 10:10. That's where we're at in the Bible reading plan today, September 2nd. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. And that is what we have in our land today, the thief that comes to steal our lives and our culture, to kill our children, and to kill every bit of morality and decency that we have, and to destroy, to absolutely destroy this, the last vestiges, the last remaining parts of anything good and right and Christian. But Jesus says, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. And
getting some reports that people are having trouble with the phone line, listening on the phone and the internet, but shortwave's coming in good, so I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure where it's routed through. It's booming out of here, all right.
If you're listening, some other people, if you can try to listen to your phone and let us know.
Yeah.
Or internet, see if we got an issue.
Well, folks, we do encourage you to remain in prayer, to be praying for his remnant that are in the affected places from Hurricane Harvey and the resulting flood. In Texas, to keep them in your prayers. Reports of, what is it, I got a Texas this morning, 42,000 people in shelters in Houston. 42,000 people. That's 10,000 more people than are in Laramie. And that's just in shelters in Houston. And we've seen they've had airplanes flying them to Dallas and other places as well. It is plenty to be in prayer about.
I think another warning is for our people is you don't want to be in a city. If you can help it, get out of the cities. If there's some place, right. I mean, when there's only one way in or out, and if it floods, there's no way out, that's not a good place to be.
No. And with Hurricane Irma.
We're fortunate here. We have lots of roads in lots of different directions. But
well, folks, we have the phone lines open this morning, 307-745-5913. If you'd like to call in, and there's a phone ringing right there. We get the buttons pushed. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Hi, Richard. I can barely hear you.
Well, good morning. Is this Joe?
Yes. I can hear you very, very well, indeed, on the streaming, on the website, coming in really well. And I'm sure shortwave is the same. It usually always is. What I did, I'd like to just tell people to, if they have any sort of mechanical ability, if they can turn a screwdriver, they can do it. Attach some... it's called RG6 cable vision. A lot of people have had cable vision in the past, and chances are they've got a length of that stuff laying around someplace in their house. And what you can do is go online and find one of these electronic supply outlets, specifically, usually anyway, for shortwave radios and things, ham radio, and find an adapter that will fit your radio, your shortwave set. Usually it's the 1/8 mono jack, and it's designed to fit right onto that F connector. It's called an F for Foxtrot on the end of the cable. And peel away the insulation on the other end of it and sort of work the shielding. It's kind of like a aluminum wire in a weave, basket weave pattern. Pull that away and then twist it into another wire, and then take the center conductor, make it into a loop, and then wrap it around the head of a screw and climb a ladder and screw that screw right into your aluminum rain gutter, and that's an absolutely perfect shortwave antenna. And then you just plug the other end into your radio and enjoy it. Pulls things in really well.
Yeah, just unplug it if there's storm in the area.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I come in kind of late, but and I don't even know if you can still hear me.
Sure. Yeah, Joe, you're coming in loud and clear.
Okay, oh, that's better. They had a disaster of sorts in the West with that salmon farm. Have you mentioned that at all?
No, we haven't.
No.
Yeah, there was a thing that happened. It was an Atlantic salmon, and I'm betting my bottom dollar that those salmon were GMO salmon, and they breached a dam at the farm, and they got loose in the ocean. So they turned everybody loose, all the fishermen in that area, they turned them all loose to try to catch them again. There's thousands of them out there.
Where was this at, Joe?
So that's another disaster in the making.
It was in Washington State.
Hmm.
They're actually, it's kind of interesting if you look into it. I think I would agree with Joe. I would say that they were genetically modified because there's something going on there that I'm not sure exactly what the deal is, but they were really encouraged people to go out and go fishing and try to catch these fish. And they said that there's, you know, at first there was between 4,000 and 5,000 that supposedly escaped. Then there was, suspecting that there was a lot more after that.
And they escaped into the ocean?
Yeah.
And let's go catch them, right?
Yeah. Well, according to the reports that I've heard and read...
They said 4,000 and 5,000 of them, but they've said that there was over 500,000 of them in that pen that they were holding them in.
Well, supposedly they are a little different, Atlantic salmon and Pacific salmon. As I understand it now, the Pacific salmon, they do return to their old nesting grounds, but they don't go back to the ocean once they've spawned. They die where they were born at. Whereas the Atlantic salmon, they will turn around and go back out to sea. So, man, that's a mess. Well, I guess I'll just let you guys get back to it. I've been listening in here as I am able. I wish you guys could give me a good word with the Lord this morning. I twisted my ankle the other day, and it doesn't hurt unless I walk on it. But it's feeling a whole lot better, but I would like prayers for healing for my ankle. And I can't really hear you too well, so I'll hang up and listen online.
All right, Joe. Have a blessed day.
Same to you, brother. Bye now.
Well, Heavenly Father, we do lift our brother Joe up to you, Father, for the heart that he has for you and your people. Lord, we know that he loves you and he loves your people. And he is all about warning your people and telling them of your goodness. Father, we lift his his twisted ankle up to you, Lord, the pain that he's having. We come against it in Jesus' name, and we speak health and healing, Joe, into your ankle in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray for that pain to be gone. We tell you, pain, leave in Jesus' name. And ankle, just reform and heal, ligaments, tendons, whatever is there, Lord, that needs to be fixed for this pain to go away. We claim that for your servant in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah, I got several reports that phone lines quit working yesterday afternoon and still are not working. So I don't know what that involves. Maybe they changed the number again.
No, it's pretty much just a reboot deal, but it just takes some time.
Who does that?
I do.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, if you can do that, that'd be great. I don't know if you saw this, too. It's kind of interesting. Culpeper, Virginia, they wanted to build an Islamic center, and there was a couple pastors there who spoke out against it. One was Pastor Steve Harrelson, and apparently they ended up losing. Imagine that. Some judge overturned the will of the people in that case as well, as far as I can tell. And but now a couple of the Obamanation holdovers and the Department of Justice were trying to subpoena these preachers to come forward with all paperwork and evidence that they have on their position regarding Islam, probably trying to convict them on a hate crime or something.
Yes.
But it's pretty interesting for sure. It does look like the Department of Justice, Trump era, basically told them that's not going to happen. So we need to keep those pastors there in Culpeper, Virginia, in our prayers as well. Heavenly Father, we do. We lift up those pastors there in Culpeper, Virginia, Father, that stood against the lie of Islam being a peaceful nation, who exposed the truth of those that come only to steal, kill, and destroy. And Father, we bind those judges, we bind those Department of Justice officials that would dare try to come after these preachers that are telling the truth. Father, let them fall in the pits that they dig, be ensnared in the traps that they lay. Bring that recompense down upon them many times as you see fit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Folks, the lines are open. If you want to call, 307-745-5913. And we'll take your call here.
Got a text from Robert the other day, one of the local church members that went down there and met up with some of our brothers from different states to try to help people in Texas. I think he's from Texas originally. And he said, this was, I think, on Wednesday night or something, that Thursday they were planning on letting a whole bunch of water out of the levees, and like additional whole neighborhoods were projected to be flooded. And there's like, he said at that time there were still thousands and thousands of people that had no way to get out of their homes, and most of them are up on the second floor because the first floor is flooded anywhere from 5 to 8 feet high. So
yeah, that's something.
Need to keep those rescuers in our prayers too. I mean, an area like that, you know, they've already proven that they got alligators. I think I read a story that there was 350 alligators that got released from a alligator farm, and then there's how many water moccasins down in that area? Oh man.
Yeah.
And you know that they're looking for dry land too, anywhere they can get. And not to mention, you know, all of that sewage is backed up into that water, and it's a bad deal. I went through it here in
Fort Collins, Colorado in 97 when it hit. And it was quite an experience.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's like Jason had mentioned, you know, there are other disasters. There are other major events going on. Fires out here in the West. There's flooding down in Florida. I've spoken with people down there. There was a veteran in a wheelchair washed away just out in his front yard, literally washed away and drowned this past week. And there is some massive flooding that's going on down in the Central Florida area, Bradenton and Pinellas, and because same thing, they've had a couple of not really named storms, but more rain than New Orleans had just a couple weeks ago when they were flooding out because their pumps were non-operational, and so we're seeing this all over. We really are. Things are changing. They are different. The way the weather is, and you know, these hurricanes. Here's one, and like you said, John, this other one rolling in, and the models show it rolling up into the East Coast. Massive devastation is possible, and it is a mess. Our people need to remember that. We need to be sharing the burdens of others, fulfilling the law of Christ in doing so. And I can remember in years past, I don't remember what year it was, I didn't research it this morning, but I remember it, four hurricanes hitting Florida in the span of just a couple of weeks. And I remember my parents, yeah, they were without power. Dad had a generator, a small generator, and he walled off about two-thirds of the house with Visqueen, you know, plastic and stuff. And he had a generator that would run a refrigerator and a small room air conditioner. And they basically had a spare bedroom and about half the kitchen. And that was it. And that was for weeks and weeks. And folks, things are changing. You need to make sure you have your refuge where your refuge needs to be, and be physically prepared as much as possible. That's for sure.
That's for sure. Yeah, of course you don't hear about this on the mainstream media, but there was a 22-year-old black man in Kansas City who basically threatened in 2014 to go into a school and kill all the white people. Well, they just found out that he followed through with that, at least to some extent, and basically killed five white men in their 50s, looks like 50s and 60s, and finally they caught him. But you sure don't hear about that on the news, do you?
No. No, you don't.
Well, you can see that they're setting the stage for civil war. Antiva is claiming that if choose you this day who you serve, or in other words, choose your side. And if you don't choose with us, then you're, you know, neo-Nazi, white supremacist, then you know, we're gonna kill you. So
they can try.
Yeah, interesting times we're living in.
They
but
are.
Then you see there in Texas, in Houston, the rescuers, you know.
Yes.
Nobody's discriminating. Everybody's trying to save each other's lives. And, you know, and then you got one guy's got an airboat. He's got the Confederate flag. And some stupid reporter said, well, I'd jump in that boat and I'd let him take me to rescue, but then I'd rip that flag right off. And said, well, good luck, because that's his rudder. You ain't going to rip that one off.
Oh, he had his airboat rudder painted with the Confederate flag. That's funny. Yeah. Yeah, it's and I think that it's that contrast has shown a lot of people you know, that maybe don't know people in the South, and the Texas is in the South, and that only believe this crap that they see on the media about how, you know, how there is almost a race war, and but then they've seen the people of Texas. They've seen Christianity in action. That has spanned every ethnicity that's down there. Anyway, well, phone line's ringing. Let's take a call. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Morning, Richard. This is Lynn.
Good morning, Lynn. How's Lynn in Nebraska doing today?
Well, pretty good. Pretty good so far. Just wanted to mention that the internet hasn't skipped a beat on the program this morning.
Oh, great. Coming in strong?
Yes, it is.
Well, thanks for the update.
Welcome. But
how have you guys been,
you guys
weather?
Again, for another great program, and for sharing all the information that I don't find out about.
Well, great. Now, you guys have had some kind of different weather. How are you guys rolling out there? And kind of you're kind of in western or eastern Nebraska, aren't you?
Oh, west. Central, I guess, is what they call it.
Okay.
It's been humid, not a whole lot of rain.
Well, that'll let them. They pretty much passed harvest over there, or is that still going on?
What was that?
For harvest over there, the crops. I know that they've been cutting hay, but how is it going for the rest of the harvest over there?
They, that I know of, they haven't started on the corn or soybeans or any of that. I don't know if it's near or ready. A lot of the hay is getting put up, pasture grass, below average on the yield for that, last I heard, and things are still growing, and pivots are still growing and all that. All those necessary things.
Well, good.
That was about all I had to say, and thanks again for all the information you guys share, and I will just talk with you later, sir.
All right, Lynn. God bless.
Thanks, and you too.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks, Lynn.
Well, that's the number, folks, 307-745-5913. Got a picture texted in from my brother Howard just Wednesday. Already snow-covered roads up there in Alaska, and I don't know, maybe that's normal for this time of year already, but I guess I'm sure glad that we don't have it here, but they do have it up there already, the snow-covered roads. Jason, you've spent time up there, and I know you have too, John, but Jason, is that kind of normal for this time of year, just the roads already just covered?
Yep, sure can be.
Wow.
Depends on where you're at.
Where Howard trucks it is, because he's up going over Attican Pass to get to Prudhoe Bay, so he's up there. I know he sent me pictures before of the thermometer in his truck saying like minus 45 below zero or something. I'm like, oh, man. Up on top of Attican Pass.
Yeah.
I don't know what the elevation is of that, but I reckon it's pretty high.
Yeah, it's interesting. This, what Joe was talking about, I looked up a little bit more on it, and they are actually calling that fish farm escape a state of emergency. And it's interesting because, it's like they're saying that, well, one of the things that they're concerned about is spreading disease. Spread disease and getting the genes out into the environment. They're not supposed to be able to they said that they're worried about the cross-contamination of disease. But don't you, wouldn't you think that if they're in the same water anyways, that they would that they'd be able to cross-contaminate? Because basically the way that those dams were built, it was just basically they were out in the ocean, and then they were just had them penned up. So you would think that, I don't know, kind of interesting.
Well, the question you need to ask is, why the hell are they genetically modifying salmon to a point where they could be dangerous to the rest of the salmon? That's the question. Just like the stinking deer here with the whirling, or no, that was the trout with the whirling disease, you know? And it's interesting how they always seem to just get out accidentally, you know? And then the deer with the chronic wasting disease, you know? For years out here, you weren't supposed to eat anything that you shot game-wise unless you had the brain tested to see if it had chronic wasting disease. But that was experiments of animals that got out. I mean, that's the real question. Why are we experimenting?
It's the same thing with Lyme's disease. You start tracing Lyme's disease back, and it was a tick that accidentally escaped from a research facility.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. No, I didn't know that.
Seems like we heard something earlier from John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. And that is why.
Yeah.
That is why. Because it's under the guise, you know, Satan himself disguises himself as an angel of light. You know, he comes in with words that sound good, with thoughts that seem good, with things that might be pleasing to self, but they're not. And because our people are away from the Word, they don't have a good foundation in the Word of God and what is right and wrong based on God Almighty and on His Word, then it's anything goes. Oh yeah, we can make these salmon bigger and grow faster and make you more money to sell them. You know, that love of money sure fits in there. In addition to this,
yeah, but I mean, if these are genetically modified to the point that they're worried that it's going to contaminate, then it's not just about growth hormones. You know, we're talking about something. You know, for them to call that, what they call it, Jason, a national disaster.
Yeah, an emergency.
Yeah, an emergency.
Yeah. Well, yeah, for them to say, go out and catch them as fast as you can, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
The other thing is, we've talked about this before. Jason's brought it to light many a times, and our brother Paul there in Michigan was more than anybody. Apparently there's huge class action lawsuits taking place with farmers all across this country against Monsanto because their hybrid seeds and their pesticides and stuff are migrating even like across fields, across roads, and destroying their crops, and their yields are down a third or more. I don't know, have you seen anything on that, Jason?
Yeah. You there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said, have you seen anything on that? And you said yes, so.
Oh, yeah. On the class action lawsuits?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have really any updates. I know that, you know, it's interesting that we've won a lot of things as far as a lot of them have gone. It is rolling in favor, but, you know, I mean, it's one of those things you're fighting a giant too, you know, with more money and more political power than people really have any idea. You know, one of the things that the Monsanto Corporation that they did is they recruited senators, they recruited congressmen, they recruited attorneys. They went all the way in recruiting retiring FBI agents. You know, it is a giant corporation, and I don't think anybody really realizes how big that they are and how much worldly influence they have, and how many countries that they're in. So, you know, yeah, we people are making headway, and I think that it's one of those things that I think it's going to come down. We put it out there a lot. You know, this is something to pray about, pray against, you know, pray for them to be brought down because it's a very, very evil, wicked organization. You know, I mean, everything from what they're doing with the food and how they're destroying it and how it's nutritionally depleted and how it's, you know, I mean, it's part of that, you know, one world government, one world agenda 21, making people where they can't reproduce. You know, it's part of population control. If you look at it and, you know, it's a satanic organization, if there ever was one. You know, it's a matter of time before it is brought down.
Amen.
I thought I saw something that said that some other company had bought Monsanto. Is that true, or was it?
Oh, they play that game all the time. They buy it, they trade it, they sell it, they buy other corporations. I mean, you look at, there's millions and millions of different companies that are part of the Monsanto. Monsanto is just the name that it goes by, that it's well known as. But they do that because they get in lawsuits, and they get lawsuits, and they get injunctions against them, and they trade, they change the name of a product, or they change the name of this or that, just to, you know, it's corporate world. I mean, it's the same company, and it's the same people that are behind it.
Yeah. Going back to what we started out the program with about consequences of not doing anything, thought occurred to me about what our pastor revealed to us too many years ago was, remember when that Muslim senator in Minnesota elected to be sworn in on the Quran? I mean, there should have been such an outrage over that. And, of course, I don't think many of us even heard about it till after it happened. But
right.
It wasn't long after that bridge collapsed. And I'm pretty sure that's one of the worst bridge incidents in the country. So
yeah.
that just came to mind.
Yeah, it's exciting times, that's for sure. You know, it was one of the things that I read this week was, I believe it took place in Sweden. And, yeah, it was Sweden. Man sentenced for eating bacon in front of Muslims. he offended three women by eating bacon in front of them. They offended him. He offended them. And he got sentenced. He had to pay each one of them $5,000 for offending them. Because when he was asked to stop, he made some comment that was derogatory towards Muslims, because he did not like Muslims. You know, we talk about freedom of speech being infringed upon. This is a perfect example of you not having it. You know, granted, this was in Sweden, but it's one of those things that, you know, it's they keep pushing this Muslim issue and giving the Muslims more rights where they have more rights than a white Christian. In just about anywhere you go anymore.
Where have we heard that before? The alien among you will go higher and higher, and you will go lower and lower. And John, you've mentioned it before. It's those locusts of Joel, and what the gnawing locust leaves, you know, the stripping locust gets, and what he eats, and then what he leaves, the next one gets, and. You know, when God's people disobey and turn from Him, He can bring those from afar. that I think that's just what's happened. You know, they're looking at curtailing.
Yeah, but that only happens for a while. It that's part of it. But you know, there's that transfer of power too, and you know, the remnant rises higher and higher, and our enemies are brought down lower and lower also. So that's what we need to be striving for.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you look, I don't know if you saw this week, though, Merkel was, I tell you what, they got to get rid of that thing that it here for too long. 390,000, I think it was Libyans or something, will be eligible to bring their families over in 2018.
Yeah.
390,000. And then now they're saying that, I think the EU said that the minimum amount of immigrants, in their words, not ours, invaders that are acceptable to be brought into the into Europe is, I think it was 190,000 a year. That's the minimum number that they will accept. Don't take long to destroy a country or a nation doing that.
Nope. Well, we've seen
it. It's only the grace of God. It really is only the grace of God and his patience with his people in his nation, J-E-R-U-S-A-L-E-M, that's kept us from not being overrun, because the wicked forces of hell. Man, if you can't see that this is a battle of good versus evil, even looking back at the election with Hillary, and I was reading some stuff the other day, and I'm not so sure she didn't make a deal with the devil, too. There's some things, you look into her past, and you can start to see, you know, they say that God bless, right? Well, we all know that there's more than one God, right? Our pastor taught us that.
Yes.
Obviously, the first commandment is there's thou shalt have no other gods before me, which means there's more than one God. And that's why there's such a hatred for the name Jesus, because there is no misinterpreting in that. When you say that you, Jesus Christ, bless this nation, or Jesus Christ, help us, or Jesus Christ, save me, you know who you're talking about. You know you're not talking about the God of this world. You're talking about our Lord and Savior. And so, and then you look at the things with Podesta, her election head or whatever, and the wicked, evil things that he was into that WikiLeaks released, you know, right before that, satanic rituals and all that. Don't be surprised if they're the ones, you know, that are still sacrificing human lives, children.
It is a battle.
Yeah, so it's good
it is a battle of dark versus light, of good versus evil. Jesus said, if you don't gather for me, you scatter. And you're right. It's and that's why it's in his name. And it is in his name that we gather here and at church, at the LaPorte Church of Christ. It is in his name that our prayers are answered. And it's in his name that we praise him. And none other. And you're right, the people are blinded. They are blinded. This, you know, this Judea, this term Judeo-Christianity, that didn't even exist even a couple generations ago, 20, 30 years ago. It's like that George Orwell book, 1984, changed the meanings of words and get new words with new meanings into the people's mind and into their, you know, into use. You know, there is no Judeo-Christianity. That is it's an oxymoron. But you know, the people in their stupor tend to cling to those things. We have a little booklet Pastor Peters did called A Double-Minded People. And if you don't understand the problem with Judeo-Christianity, we encourage you, contact us. We'll send you that little booklet, A Double-Minded People. And it describes in great detail in very simplistic terms the spell that is on the people here in this land. And the cry today is like it has always been, wake up, awake, awake, O Zion. Wake up and clothe yourselves. And, of course, that is within Christ.
Yeah, I'm reading a headline right now. California governor declares state of emergency for wildfires, which destroyed nearly 4,000 acres. Well, here's an idea. Get rid of that stinking Antichrist Jerry Moonbeam Brown as your governor and turn back to God. You know, it's funny how they cry out to government all the time when these tragedies hit them. And it's one after another. And it's sad because there's a lot of good people in California. California's a beautiful country. And a lot of good God-fearing people, especially in the north there. And it's sad, but I think it's time that we start targeting our prayers, because, you know, the reality is, as California goes, so goes the world, and there's so much truth to that. A lot of this, well, obviously, homosexuality was most prominent, I think, in San Francisco in the early days, and now it's prevalent pretty near everywhere. So for some reason, I think we need to be targeting our prayers to California. Not, like I said, not for destruction, but for an awakening and for deliverance and a revival and a renewal.
Yes, repentance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, guys,
people are going to realize that insurance companies aren't going to be able to bail you out much longer, and neither can the federal government.
Amen. And that's the God they cry out to.
Yeah.
Well, men, we're just about out of time. Before we go, we always like to invite you to church, and you can join us on the website, scripturesforamerica.org, starting at 8:30 Sunday morning, 9:30 Central, and 10:30 Eastern. You can join us for the live video stream, and we'll have a little review of the news, and then one of the early broadcast of one of Pastor Peter's previously recorded messages, and then at 10 o'clock Mountain, 11 Eastern, and noon on the East Coast, we'll have a live message, and that's yours tomorrow, John, I do believe, and then we'll have a second broadcast, kind of for the West Coast, and if you missed it the first time, of Pastor's message, and in there we'll have communion, we'll have some music and some praise and worship music. So if you serve the Lord Jesus Christ, we gather in His name, and if you have a heart for Him and you desire to serve Him, we encourage you to join us there with like-minded believers, and so you can do that. Well, guys, plenty to pray for. See, the president's calling for tomorrow being a national day of prayer. And as you mentioned, Jason, John, he talks about prayer. He doesn't, at least in this release, it doesn't say Jesus Christ. But I do believe at least the vice president's praying in that name. We've heard him claim that and pray in that name before. And but it is good to see that.
The governor of Texas
called
for a day of prayer as well.
Yes.
And you know what? It's great because he was given, Greg Abbott was given credit to, I believe he used the name Jesus, he said the real hero, you know, is Jesus for
awesome.
Saving all of these people. So,
awesome.
Praise God.
Amen. Well, men, thanks so much. Remnant, thanks for tuning in, and hey, we'll see you at church tomorrow.
Country stolen, keep on rolling over, snake high. Fast and free together, make them hells and forever, knowing the king is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride. Disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting, be waiting at the end of our ride. Disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating, barking will be waiting at the end of our ride.